Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kesubos, Daf Tes. We begin on the very last three words of Ches Omud Beis. We're learning today Lili Nishmas, Jacob Ackerman, Yaakov Ben Pesach, and Seymour Hammer, Shalom Yosef, Reb Chaim Moshe David. All the Shalom's we learn for should have an Aliyah from our learning. So we begin the last three words, Ches Omud Beis, Omar Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar tells us the following din. Omer, if a chosin says after he's married, he consummates his marriage and he comes to the Beis the next day, Pesach posuach motzosi. He says, I found an open passageway. In other words, he's claiming that it wasn't difficult to have relations with his wife, implying that it was obvious that she had had relations with somebody else beforehand, and since she was obviously supposed to be a basula, so there's a concern that she was mezana during the period of time between the erusin and the nisuin. So he says, Pesach posuach motzosi. As Rashi points out in the top Rashi, v'taynas dam imelo. He doesn't claim that there was no blood there. For example, kigon shehi mimishpachas durkati, as we'll learn in tomorrow's daf, that there was a certain family that did not have dam besulin and didn't have dam of nida either. So we'll talk about them more tomorrow, but he is either dealing with a woman of such nature, or oshenev dam imenu mapa, or he doesn't have the wedding sheets, and therefore v'lo yodaim hayadam imlav. He doesn't know whether there was dam or not. However, this he's certain about. Rashi points out avozos brulo she pesach pasuach motza, that he found her not to have the typical expectation of a woman who'd never had relations, that her opening would be tight and not something that would be quote pesach pasuach motzasi. So Gemara says, in this situation, he is believed. Ne'mon li'osra olav. He is believed. He is essentially said, as Rashi points out, there's no way to obviously prove this one way or the other. It's a purely subjective sensation on his part. El apiv l'gabi nafshei hevi mehemen. For himself, he is believed. L'shavya le'chaticha disura. He basically is saying that she was mezana, and therefore he's no longer allowed to live with her. According to this opinion, however, avol l'hafsida k'subasa lo mehemen. But according to the understanding right now that Rashi has of this opinion, there is no possibility that he would be leaving the Beis Din not to give his wife the ksuba. But he's essentially said she's also to him, so therefore she becomes also to him. The Gemara questions this and says, but my, how come? After all, it should be a svek svekahu. It's a double suffik, and in a double suffik, you have the right to be meka. What's the double suffik? Number one, suffik, tachtov, suffik, ain't tachtov. It's not clear when she was, so to say, having this Pesach Pasuach, when she was nivellus. Was she nivellus during this past year when she would be asura to him as an Eishas Ish Shazinsa? So if it was the relations that caused this Pesach Pasuach occurred between the Erisin and the Nisuin, so yes, then she would be asura to him. But maybe it occurred beforehand, before the Erisin, and then she would be a woman who had relations premaritally, but wouldn't be a woman who was Mizana as an Eishas Ish. That's suffix number one. Suffix number two, even if the in Tim Siloma Tachtav, even if she'd had relations during the past year, who says it was voluntary relations? Maybe suffix ba'ones, suffix ratzon. Maybe somebody had raped her. Maybe she had been attacked. And in fact, she wasn't a willing participant, and therefore she wouldn't be usher to her husband, assuming her husband is Yisrael. On the other hand, maybe it was voluntary. So this double suffix, when did it occur? Maybe it occurred before the year of the Erisin to Nisuin, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Or maybe she was raped during this year, and therefore in that situation it would also be not also for him to live with her if he was Yisrael. So therefore it's a svek sveka, and therefore he should still be mutter to her. So Shmuel says, no. In this situation, lo tzricha, we're dealing over here with the Eishes Kohen. If you're dealing with the Eishes Kohen, say, Rachmana Lutzlan, if an Eishes Kohen is raped, so then she isn't allowed to live with her husband. Certainly no fault of her own. She didn't do anything wrong. But the din is that a Kohen can't live with his wife, even if she had been an anusa, even if she had been attacked. So in this situation, then there'd be only one suffix. Was it during the year of the Erisin to Nisuin, or was it before the Erisin? And therefore, it's only one suffix, and that's why Shavia Anafshe Chaticha Di Yisura, and therefore, he can't live with her. Alternatively, you could answer that it's dealing with Eishes Yisrael. It's not an Eishes Kohen. It's dealing with an Eishes Yisrael. Why is there still a problem? If she was an Anusa, so it's perfectly permissible, and then maybe it was before the year of the Erisin. So the Gemara says, no, Ukigon, we're dealing here where this girl was married to him from the time that she was 3 years old. Ukigon, the Kabul bo avua kidushin pechusa mi ba shalosh shonim yom echad. That her father, Midaraisa, accepted kidushin on behalf before she was 3 years old. So then even if she'd been attacked before she was 3 years old, we have a rule that the basulin grow back, so to say. So if this woman had been Rachmana Litzlan and Anusa before she was 3 years old, so then the basulin would have returned. And therefore, when she got married before the age of 3 years and 1 day, so therefore she was 100% Mekudish to him as a Arusa, as a woman in the first stage of marriage, from the time that she was 3 years old. So therefore, anybody that did attack her would be in this period of time when it would only be now one suffix. It's no longer a suffix was she attacked as an Ashes Ish. It's only be a suffix by Ratzon or by Onis. And therefore, it's only one suffix. And that's the other scenario where he Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Dizur, and it's not a Svek Svek. Tosus says an interesting question. The little Tosus, Dira Masa Lo Tzricha, and Tosus says, Yim Tomar, the Nokmo Achaz Kosa. Why don't we leave her in Achaz Kosa? She Ksheira Lakuna, that she is permissible to a Kohen because that was her baseline status. The name of the Lav Tachtov Zinso. And even though it's only one suffix, was it under his domain or not? So the bottom line is, we should leave her in Achaz Kosa status. And therefore, she should be permissible even though she's an Ashes Kohen. So Tosa says, no, Yishlomar, the Adiraba, she has another chazoka. Isla Lameimar, the Hashto Nivela. We know now for a fact that she did have relations. So the Ukmo Acheskas Haguf, Shehoyso Besula. And therefore, we can no longer assume anything because she lost the chazoka of being a Besula because now she's a Nivela. Taptosus has an interesting discussion regarding Rashi's comment that there is no Tainas Besulim. So Taptosus has a whole discussion from the Rabbeinu Chananel and others as to whether this Tainas Besulim is something that is applicable in a girl that's a Bogeris or not. Ayin Shom, this Taptosus had a whole discussion that there may not be no longer a Tainas Besulim anymore once a girl reaches a certain age. Or alternatively, there's no longer a Taina of Pesach Pesuach. A whole big machlokes as to which of these goes away. One of them does possibly go away when a girl reaches a certain age of physical maturity, even though she hasn't had relations. In any event, now the Gemara asks, my Kamashla. We basically said the din of Rabbi Elazar, who says that Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, and therefore he is asering her on himself. So what's the Chiddush over here? That Shavya Anafshe Chaticha D'Yisura, that he has the right to say that this is also to me? We've learned that already, Tanina. We learned that in the following Mishnah. There's a Mishnah Kiddushin. Mishnah tells us, if a man says to a woman, Omer Isha, Ki Dashtich, I married you. And the woman says, who are you? I don't know you. You never ever married me. So he says that she's his Eishas Eishas. She says, I don't know you. So he, Muteres Bikrovav, since he has no proof of this, there's no Edim. He says, the Edim went off to Medina Sayam. We have no Edim over here about the Kiddushin. And therefore, he has Shavi Anavshe Chaticha Diasura. He said that she is my wife. And therefore, if she's his wife, he can't marry her mother, he can't marry her sister while she's alive, he can't marry her daughter, etc. All of her Kerovim are Oseres to him. He, Muteres Bikrovav, but she is permitted to marry all of his relatives. She could marry his brother, she could marry his father, because she says, I don't have anything to do with you. However, who also Bikrovosea? So we've already learned this din of Shavya Navshe Chaticha de Yisura. So what's the Chiddush over here that Rabbi Elazar, who's an Amora, he wouldn't be telling us something that's in the Beferish Mishnah? Someone says, no, there's a big Chiddush still over here. Mal de Tema, I might have said, from the Mishnah in Kiddushin that we just mentioned, I might have said only over there do we say Shavya Navshe Chaticha de Yisura, because Hasom Devadai Kimle. He says, this is the woman that I married. I gave her Kiddushin. The witnesses left to go to Medina Sayam. They're not here. But I know I gave this lady Kiddushin. So he's a Vadai in this situation. So therefore, maybe if it's a Vadai, he says, Shavi Anafshe Chaticha D'Yisura. Aval Hocha, in our case over here, where he says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, one might have said, Meikamhu Delo Kimle. As Rashi points out, in Dibra Maskel, Aval Hocha, he says, Ema Mitoch Sheponu Yhoya, the Eino Baki, he's a Bacher himself. He never had relations. We'll see in a moment. It may make a difference whether he was previously married or not previously married. But here, this guy's a Bacher. He hasn't had relations himself beforehand. The Eino Baki. So Mekam, who delo Kimle, he doesn't really know what Pesach Pesuach means. Kisavur Shemotza Pesach Pesuach. He thinks, wow, this was Pesach Pesuach. It was relatively easy to have relations with her. They don't came, but it wasn't. It actually was a normal woman with a Besula who had a hymen, the Lo Teyaser. And therefore, one might have said, since he's not a Baki, who says he really knows what Pesach Pesuach is? So maybe in this situation, we wouldn't say Shavya Anavshe Chaticha Di Yisura. Therefore, the Gemara says, Kamash Malam, that we do in fact say so. Now the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hochi. Does Rabbi Elazar really hold like this? Rashi points out in the Ramasa Mimar Elazar Hochi, the Isha Mizana Neseris Api Bala. Yet the woman was Mizana, so she is Neseris if the husband is the one that says that she was Mizana. Does this make the woman Aser? After all, Rabbi Elazar seems to say elsewhere that that's not a criteria. Vama Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says elsewhere, Eina Isha Neseris Abala. A woman is not Asura to her husband, except if one of these two circumstances occur, and neither of which is his saying so himself. Elo aliske kinui v'stira, if he warned her, don't closet yourself away with Yanko, and then, stira, she does closet herself away with Yanko. You have two witnesses that say that he warned her, and two witnesses say that she closeted herself away with Yankel, the guy that he warned her not to closet herself away with. We have no evidence whatsoever that she engaged in Znus, but in that situation, she's Asura on the husband. That's the regular classic case of Sota until she drinks from the May Marim. So only in that situation is she Neseris Abala, or Ucha Maisa Shahoya. Rashi says, what's the Maisa Shahoya? This is talking about Bathsheba and David HaMelech. That in that situation where David and Bathsheba had relations, so in that situation, so she's Asura to her husband. If a woman has relations while she's married, so she's Asura to her husband, she's also Asura to the Boah. So we'll have to explain this in more detail, what exactly this means, Ubimaisa Shahoya, but right now, it clearly, Rabbi Loza doesn't say that if the husband says that his wife committed Znus, that she's Asura to him. It's only if it's a Kinui and Stira case, or it was actual Znus, Maisa Shahoya. But if the husband just says that she was Mizana, that doesn't make her Asa to him. So who says Rabbi Loza is correct? Someone says, really? You don't think so? Is that the way you're understanding this new statement of Rabbi Loza? Betisbara? Do you really think that's it? The Hoch, as Rashi says, the Hoch Yom Rabbi Loza, Maisa Shoya, Mi Hava Bey, Kinoi, was by David HaMelech, was there Kinoi and Stira over there? So that can't be it. Maisa Shoya, but Kinoi and Stira Hava? There was no such Kinoi and Stira between David and Bathsheba. Uri Achiti, Bathsheba's husband, never said to Bathsheba, I ask you to go and closet yourself away with David HaMelech. Furthermore, Va'od, Mi Asrua. According to what you're saying, David HaMelech should have been ushered to go and then subsequently marry Bathsheba after Uriachiti died. Because if there was Znus, just like she's not allowed to live with her husband, she's not allowed to live with the Boel. So that wasn't the case. David HaMelech is a great tzaddik. He didn't do something over here incorrectly by marrying her after Uriachiti died. So what exactly is Rabbi Loza telling us? Nothing here makes sense. So now we have to revisit it. So Gemara says, Holo Kasha. This isn't the problem. Because Hachi Chomai, this is what Rabbi Loza is telling us right now. Under normal circumstances, a woman doesn't come prohibited to her husband unless he gives her the classical sota warnings of kinui and stira. In front of two witnesses, he says, I ask you to go and closet yourself away with Yanko. And then she closets herself with Yanko, and there are two witnesses she does so, but there are no witnesses, obviously, that she was Mizana. And how do we learn that out? We learn this out from David and Bathsheba, because there was no kinu ustira, the lo have a kinu ustira, and therefore velo itasra, and therefore she wasn't also to marry him after her husband died. Nadimor says, we still got a problem. We call Mokum Kasha, because kinu ustira in. It seems that Rabbi Loza is saying the only way a husband is asking his wife on him is if he does kinu and stira, and then until she drinks the May Marim, she's also to him. Implication being, Pesach Pesuach. If the husband is giving a taina that I found Pesach Pesuach lo, that would not asa the wife on him. But here we have the stira. This is the question. Rabbi Loza seems to say it's only kinui and stira, and not when he says Pesach Pesuach Motzasi. And yet the earlier statement, the very first statement on today's daf, Rabbi Loza says Pesach Motzasi nemam liosra lo, doesn't seem to jibe. So we seem to have a contradiction between the two statements of Rabbi Loza. Someone says, no, you really think you have a contradiction? Utaimech, according to what you're saying now, the second statement of Reloza says only by kinui ustira in is the wife asa to him. But the implication of that, it's only kinui ustira and edim lo, that if you had two witnesses come and testify, the wife was a zana, that wouldn't make the wife asa to him? Of course that would. So therefore, now we have to revise again the new statement, the second statement of Rabbi Loza. And this is the way to understand it. A woman doesn't become also to her husband if there's only one witness that says that she was Mezana. You always need two witnesses in these matters, in the grudz to a Dvar Erva. In each day, Edim. However, and there's an exception to this rule, the kinui ustira, after her husband has done kinui and stira with his wife, he tells her, I ask you to be alone with Yankel. And she then is alone with Yankel. So you have two witnesses saying about the kinui and two witnesses saying about the stira. So in that situation, she normally wouldn't be able to be with her husband until she drinks the May Marim. But now, afilu b'yed echod nami, if even one witness comes along and says she was Mizana, so then she can no longer drink the May Marim and she can no longer live with her husband. Here you need eid echod. And that's the Chiddush over here, Rabbi Loza, that says under normal circumstances you need two Eidim to Asa, but here even one Eid would be good. And here's the critical point. Rabbi Loza also says, U'Pesach Pesuach, if the husband is giving the Taina of Pesach Pesuach Motzasi, I found that he thinks his wife was Mazana because it was so easy to have relations with her, she couldn't have been a Basula. That's Kishnei Edim Domi. Has the same halachic significance, and therefore his wife is also, just like if two Edim came along and said his wife was Mazana, she would have been also to him. If he says Pesach, Pasuach, Matzasi, Rabbi Loza says, has the same strength as if two Edim testifying that she was Mazana. Aye, what about the Maisa Shahaya? The Chitema Maisa Shahaya, the David and Bathsheba incident, Mipnei Ma Lo Asrua, how come that didn't make David also to it? If, after all, David had relations with Bathsheba, so why isn't that a classic case of, just like she should be Asura to her husband, so she should be Asura to the Boel, what went on with the Maisa with David and Uriah? So Gemara says, Hasam Ones Haba. You know what? That was a case of Ones. Now, we don't want to say Chas v'Shalom that David HaMelech raped Bathsheba. So the Gemara elsewhere tells us that Bathsheba was not yet a Bas Mitzvah. When this incident occurred, she was under the age of Bas Mitzvah, and therefore, even willing relations, even pitui, seducing of a girl who's underage, is going to be considered halachically rape. And therefore, it's an ones. And you have somewhat of a paradox that since this is an ones, therefore she's not also to a husband. So Tosus elsewhere points out that if you're not also to a husband, you see this in the Gilyon HaShas from the Tosos in Yevamos that we learned not that long ago in Daf Lamed Hey, Omid Aleph, that says if the relations didn't also the woman to a husband, then they somewhat paradoxically don't also her to the Boel. And that's a critical factor over here. Hasam Ones Hava, in the case of Bathsheba and David, it was an Ones, and therefore she wasn't also to Uriah, and therefore after Uriah dies, she's not also to David HaMelech. Now Rashi points out, without the Taina of Ones, so in the bottom Rashi says that David HaMelech would have been also because there were many witnesses to the fact that David was taken alone with Bathsheba, because after all, the Pasuk says that David took her. He sent messengers to go get Bathsheba, and he took her, so that was well known. Tosus disagrees with Rashi. Tosus, the bottom Tosus, says that situation wouldn't make her also because while they saw David HaMelech take her, nobody actually witnessed his nus. So therefore, in this situation, he brings out Venir Luri, Im Tomai de Pesach Pesuach, Kishnei Edim Domi. If this argument is that when the husband is giving the Taina that he found Motzosi, Pesach Pesuach, and that has the value of Shnei Edim, so then, how come David wasn't also to go and marry Bathsheba after Uriah Chiti died? Because after all, he knew he had relations with her, and if she was married to Uriah Chiti, then he shouldn't have been allowed to go and marry her afterwards. So Tosus says, no, she objected, in some way she protested, and this was an onus. The Imhoisa Asurlo, and if it really was that she was Asurlo, there's no way Sha'oso Tzadik, David HaMelech, would have ever taken her Lochalolisha. So it must have been halachically acceptable. It was halachically considered onus over here. And therefore, that's why David was able to marry her after Uriah Chiti died. Now, this teretz, to be honest, is somewhat problematic, and therefore the Gemara gives Ibayis Ema. The Gemara gives a much better second teretz, which is a much more well-known teretz that's given all the time. And that is, Ki hod the Amar of Shmuel by Nachmeni, Amar of Yonason. That is what Shmuel Nachmeni said in the name of Yonason, and returned to Tesla Mubeis, and that is the famous idea that in David HaMelech's time, Kol HaYotzei LeMelchama, anybody that went out to a battle, to war, at the time of David HaMelech, in order that they shouldn't be Chas v'Shalom, if they're left undeclared dead in the battle, or they're taken into captivity, and nobody knows what happened to them, the wives would be in Aguna. So David learned, as we'll see in a moment, from his father, the great Yishai. So he learned that you should write a get to your wife before you go out to battle. Get krisus, kosev leishto. They would write a get to their wives before they go out to battle. And this is based upon the fact that when Yishai asked David to go to the battlefront with Shaul HaMelech, as Rashi says, B'muchem is Shaul, he told David, go and see how your brothers are doing. So he said, es achecha tifkod l'shalom, go see how your brothers are doing, see if they're well, and v'es arubosom tikach, and go take their aruba. What's their aruba? So the Gemara explains, my v'es arubosom tikach, so Tani Rav Yosef, Dvarim HaMa'urovin, Beino Leveino. These are things that are mixed between him and her. And Rashi explains, Elu Kedushin. This is a reference to the Kedushin. And when Yishai said, go and take it, Tikach, he says, Titol mi Beinehem, Aide get, take away their kedushin via having them give a get. So Yishai told his sons via through David, go give your wives the get. So in this situation, Rachmon al-San, if you don't come back from battle, they won't be an aguna, won't fall to Yibum, and they ought to go on with their lives in this unfortunate situation. And David HaMelech said, this is what they did in the days of David HaMelech. So Uriachiti gave a get to his wife. Now, Rashi understands that this get is a conditional get. Rashi says, Shim Yomus B'muchom, atop Rashi, that if they were to die in the battle, Tosa says, Lav Dafka, that Rashi means over here, Im Yomus B'muchom, it means that if they don't come back from the Muhammad for any reason, whether they're dead or they're in captivity, Yehei get miyom ksivasu. It takes effect right now. And therefore, when Uriachiti dies in the battle, Varit makes Uriah Muhammad, so he was considered a divorced man already from the time that he left to the battle. And even though he came back, he didn't come fully back, he didn't come back to their house. So therefore, even though Uriah came back to a certain extent, the get was still a valid get, and it took effect when Uriachiti died retroactively to the time that he gave it. That's Rashi's understanding. Tosus doesn't like this. Tosus doesn't like the idea that it's a conditional get. And Tosus says, no, this is a real get. They would give a full-fledged real get to their wives. So what does it mean when she's called a Sofik Eishes Ish during this period of time? She says, are they no longer an Eishes Ish? What are you saying? They ask the question, how do you view such a woman if it's like Rashi? So what happens if she does something while he's still alive, but eventually he's going to die, and it will be retroactively again. So she's a suffocatious ish during this period of time. So what does Tosus do with that idea that she's a suffocatious ish? She's not a suffocatious ish. If Tosus says it's a vaday get, then it's a vaday get. She's not a suffocatious ish. So Tosus says, the end of Dira Maskel, Kol Yotze, he says, the Fishayim Agarshim Betzina, they would divorce in a very private way, not publicize this. Shloye Noda, so this shouldn't be well known, because the people hear that so-and-so was divorced, and the husband went off to battle, they said, whoa, she's a very nice lady. I'm going to try to marry her. I'm going to try to persuade her to marry me. All of a sudden, there'll be a lot of suitors, and she's going to have a lot of people wanting to marry her, Lakacham, and therefore, that's why Tosa says it's called a suffocation, because nobody knew that she was Megureshes, but not that there really was a suffix over here. Again, Rashi Pshat fits in very well with the idea of suffocation. What is her status during this period of time? We don't know if he's coming back yet at this point, so therefore she's a suffocation during this period of time. Gemara comes along now and says, Amar Abaye, Afanan Nami Tinina. We learned exactly like Rabbi Loza's Shita, that if the husband says, Pesach Pesuach Motsasi, so his wife is Ar to him, he's Aser to him. And he says, it's our Mishnah. Besula nisses liom revi. Our Mishnah taught us that the Besula gets married on Wednesday afternoon. On Wednesday afternoon, liom revi in. However, liom chamishi lo, but not on Thursday. Why? Because we said, my timer, mishum ikruri daito. We were concerned that if she got married on Thursday, so there'd be no base until Monday, and the husband would cool down and wouldn't go and seek a divorce because he was appeased by his wife. He said, okay, nishkefelach. And we had said that it is a big a situation, because if in fact she was Mazada, it's also for him to live with her. Now, when we said that we're concerned not to have this Ikruri Daita Ulamai, what was our concern? If it was Ilameza Loksuba, that he'll now give her Ksuba when she doesn't deserve it. So no, Nesiv Law, we shouldn't be going and advocating that he shouldn't give her Ksuba. If he's Ikruri Daita, so then that's fine. If he does or he doesn't divorce her, so then that's his choice. Nesiv Law, let him give her Ksuba. Elo, that obviously can't be it. Elo Leosralov, we're concerned that he is in fact also to live with her. So that's why we want him to come to the basin the next day. Moore says, if that's the situation, he has to come obviously with some sort of a taina. If he comes with real dam, so then that's the taina. Then what are we concerned about? If he comes with real dam on Monday, the same thing would apply. Udekotoy in taina, when he comes now, what is his taina? My lab de katoy in taina's pesach pasuach. And the idea is that we believe him, even saying pesach pasuach. Oh, so our Mishnah is a raya that that's his claim, and yet we say that she's awesome to him, exactly like Rav Elazar said. So the Gemara says, lav davka lo. Who says? Maybe the katoy in taina's domin. Who says he comes with pesach pasuach matzasi? Maybe he's coming with the taina's domin, and therefore that's why the woman is also to him, but not because he comes with Pesach Pesuach. Maybe if he comes with Pesach Pesuach, he doesn't have any idea what Pesach Pesuach is, and therefore, Lav Dafka, would it be a proof that she is Asura to him. In any event, this is Rabbi Lozer's Shita, that he is believed, and she is also to him, Shabia Anafse Chaticha Di Asura. But the simple understanding, like we had from Rashi before, was that she is entitled still to her Kesuba, because while we believe him, that can't have an impact on her in terms of the Ksuba. Here we have a different opinion. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Homer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, Nema, not only obviously to say that she's Asura to him, but even Lahafsido Ksubasa. So it seems in this situation, Yehuda, Amar Shmuel argued with Elazar, Yehuda, Amar Shmuel says that not only is she Asura to him, but she loses her Ksuba. He is believed so much so that she loses her Ksuba. The obvious question is why? How can he go and state just simply that I found the Pesach Pesuch and there's no way to corroborate that, and he causes her to lose her ksuba? So the Gemara in tomorrow, she is going to tell us a shita of Rava. Rava is going to say, because nobody would go to the trouble of making a big wedding feast just to go and divorce his wife right after they consummated the marriage. If he didn't like her, he would say, listen, why do I have to go put together this big wedding feast? I'll just give her a divorce, and that's that. If he says that she's not for him, so why make a big wedding and then divorce her? So Rava says it's just a practical reasoning that nobody would go to the trouble of making a big fancy wedding and then divorce his wife afterwards if it wasn't Emes, if it wasn't Pesach, Pesuach, Motzasi. And that's why Amar Yehuda Mishmuel says that she loses her ksuba. Okay, we'll get to that tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. But for now, the Gemara says, Amar Yosef, my Kamashulon, what's Rav Yehuda Mishmuel telling us? They're telling us this din that the man can cause his wife to lose her ksuba? It's a Beferish Mishnah. Which Mishnah? This is a Mishnah we're going to learn in a couple of days, Daf Yud Beis. It says over there, Ha'ochel Eitzel Chomiv B'Yehuda Shelo B'Yedim, as we pointed out already the other day. In Yehuda, the custom was that they encouraged the future husband and wife, right now they're only married in the first stage of marriage, and now they live together, but they encouraged them to eat together and be together and even be alone together because they wanted them to go and have a chiba, so that Rachmanu Litzlan, we said that if the hegemon had the horrible decree that they had to be with the Eishes Ish before she became fully married, so the woman would protest and she would not come willingly, and therefore she would still be mutter to her husband if they grabbed her and forced her to come, as opposed to if there was no chiba between her and her husband, so maybe she would be willingly submitting to the hegemon. So in any event, the custom in Yehuda, as opposed to other places in Eretz Yisrael, was that they did allow them to be together. So, if this was in fact carried out, that the husband and wife, through the first stage of marriage, were alone together without witnesses testifying that they weren't doing something incorrect, so then, such a husband, he's never allowed to come after their wedding and say, yeah, she's not a basula. You know why she's not a basula? Because you were probably the cause of her not being a basula, because you were intimate with her, because you were alone with her, and you loved her. So the Gemara says, because that's why you probably were the one that caused her to lose her basulin. So this is only B'Yehuda. So B'Yehuda who de lo motzi toin. Only in Yehuda do we now allow this tainas basulin. But the implication being, every place else, for example, Hobbe Galil, motzi toin, he does have the right to make the taina that I didn't find basulin in her. Now, what taina is he actually making? Ulamai. Yosra love, if it's saying just she's asura to him, so that wouldn't only be in the Galil, B'Yehuda Amaylo, that would also apply in Yehuda. After all, he's taken upon himself, Shavi Anavshe Chaticha Disuri, he's taken upon himself that she is a suratim. So that applies in the Galil and in Yehuda. So therefore, that can't be the concern. El Olav, Lavsi the Ksubasa. So the Chiddush over here is to be Mafsid her Ksuba. Now, what taina does he make? Uda Kotoyin taina. My love, the Kotoyin, Tainas, Pesach, Pesuach, isn't it in the Galil, when he comes to make this Taina, he says, Pesach, Pesuach, Motzasi, we were never alone together, that wasn't the custom in the Galil, and therefore, I'm telling you that I found her to be not a Basula, and therefore she loses a Ksuba. Ah, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis seems to prove this statement of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So what says Lav Davka? Lo. Who says that that's what it's coming to teach us? The Kotoyin, Tainas, Domin. It's coming to teach us that in a situation where he says, listen, there was no basulin, here's the sheet, there's no blood on it, and therefore I'm tining, tainas domim, then he's believed, and she loses her ksuba. But if he comes and says, Pesach basuach motzasi, you can't bring that Mishnah as a riot to review the Mishmuel. That could easily be Rabbi Loza's sheet that it says that, well, he's shavi anavshe chaticha desura, and she's asura to him, but she gets her ksuba. So there's no raya from that Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis, one way or the other. You know, we'll actually go a little bit further. We're now on Yud Omen Aleph. Man, this will actually say what I said we thought we'd learn tomorrow. We're actually going to learn it today. Itmar. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, in the name of Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He didn't hear it directly. We mentioned many times. Mishum means that there was a whole series of other Rabbanim that he heard it from in between. We just don't know who they are. So ultimately, it was said of the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Chachamim tiknu lem levos Yisrael, lepsula masayim ule almanam mona. according to the opinion of Shimon Elazar, the Tana of Shimon Elazar says that the entire enactment of a ksuba is a pure din derabbanan, and they set it up to be 200 for a besula, that's 200 zuz, which is 2 mana, and for an almana, it's 1 mana, which is 100 zuz. The heim heminu, and therefore, since the rabbi set it up, heim amru, heim amru, the rabbi said, we're setting this din up of kisuba, but we're going to include in this enactment that if the husband comes along and says, Shimama Pesach Pasuach Motsasi, if the husband kindness that says, listen, she wasn't a basula, Naman, he's believed. The whole enactment of Ksuba is the Dindra Bonin according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and as a result, therefore, the rabbi said, since we're setting up this enactment, we're also putting into it the possibility that the husband is believed if he says Pesach Pasuach Motsasi. Now, if this is true, so then it basically totally makes void the whole enactment of Ksuba. Why did the rabbi set a Ksuba of 2 mana, Masayim Zuz for an Absula, and 100 Zuz, 1 mana for an Amana? So it shouldn't be easy for the husband to go divorce his wife. There'll be financial implications, and as a result, he won't be so quick to go and divorce her. But if you say that he can just say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, so then no big deal for him to divorce her. It makes totally unnecessary this Takana, it voids it, it makes it worthless, because he can get rid of her very easily by just saying Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. So here's where we have the statement that I mentioned for Rava. Amar Rava, Rava says no. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to have a $50,000 wedding and then say the next day, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. Chazok Ein Adam Toreach Besuda. Nobody's going to go and make a big fancy wedding and then Mafsida, waste all of that money by saying Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, unless it's really true. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel is believed and causes her to lose a ksuba, because he wouldn't have gone to all the trouble of making a big wedding. If he didn't like her, he just would have divorced her. Why would he go and divorce her after making a big wedding? It must be that he loved her, and there was no ketata between them, and then Nebuchadnezzar found Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, so now he's coming along with his taina, and he's believed to make her lose her ksuba. So this statement of Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that Iksuba is the Rabbanan. In tomorrow's shiur, we'll have the statement from Rav Shimon Gamliel continuing in this Braisa that says, in fact, that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Iksuba is the Din de Araisa. But this is a very good break point. We'll stop over here. With this, we conclude today's shiur.